that Omer Reb Yochanan says, Haniach boswaga begicholim, if somebody takes meat on Shabbos and puts it on top of coals, so it depends. Hefech boi chayiv, if he turns around the coals, turns around the meat on the coals to make it burn better, then he's chayiv for tzliya on Shabbos. But loy hefech boi, if he does not turn around the coals, then potter is potter. So you see, for the mice of just putting it down on top of the coals, you talk a potter. So what do you mean to say here? If you put the sourdough on top of the dough, you chayiv, it's not done with the mice of Shabbos. Someone says, Omar Rovo, my chayiv nami de koma. You know what he meant to say, that you chayiv? What did Ravami mean to say that you chayiv? He meant to say, k'maisa tzli sol Shabbos. He meant to say you chayiv on a maisa tzli of Shabbos. So Rashi says, what he meant to say was kloimar, hocha chayiv yanocha b'yalmo. Here when you put the sourdough on top of the mincha, you chayiv, just putting it there. Ki heicha de mechayiv b'Shabbos, emo yoysa bo maisa tzli gomor. Just like on Shabbos, in the case that you would do a maisa gomor of tzli of roasting it. Rashi says, it means shehefach boy. We talk, you have the meat on the coals, and then you turn around the coals. Tosa mikol aflugei. And the pshat is this boy, coals on Shabbos will soon see. Here you can make a difference. Ben hofach aloy hofach. Whether you turn it over or not. Kagar mikagav, the Gemara soon explain. Ma'ashenkin over here by chimutz, there's not enough gemina. As long as you put the sourdough down on top of the regular mincha, and that causes the mincha to become into chametz, for that you be chayiv. Now the Gemara explains, goof what we just say, that Omar Rabba Baba Chon, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, Haniyech Boswa Gabi Gecholim. If you leave meat on top of Gecholim, on top of coals, so on Shabbos it depends. Hefach Bo Chayiv, if you turn around the coals to make it burn better than your Chayiv. But Lehefach Bo Pot, if you do not turn them around, then you be Pot. So Mor says, let's see, Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Hechidami. And then if you want to tell me, Di Lehefach Bo, Leh Bishol, if they're by not turning around the coals to make it hotter, it would not roast the meat. So chrup shit avati yipota, like you didn't roast the meat. Hell of the case must be, di le mahapich, le nami hebe bishol, that even if you wouldn't turn around the coals, still le maisa, the heat of the coals itself, would have been mabash, would have been roasted the meat. If so, my le mechayiv, like a warrant yichayiv then. The chur, you roasted meat on Shabbos, you should be chayiv. So more says, let's speak of the case here, this brayser is, di le hefech boy, have a mitzadechol k'maicha ben yusoy. That if you wouldn't have turned around the coals, then there's enough heat right now that at least one side of the meat would have been cooked k'maicha ben yusoy. That's the way, maicha ben yusoy means the way they granov and eat it. They don't have enough time to roast the meat, they have to eat it very fast. So Rashi says that's considered a shlish. If it's one third roasted, now we'll soon see one third on one side you're not chayiv. So that's the chiddush, that you're not chayiv even though you cooked it on one side, k'macha ben d'rusoi, but since it's only on one side, not the other side of the meat, therefore you be potter. Now, v'chi mahapach bei bishra m'shnei tzadim, k'macha ben d'rusoi, but now that you turn around the coals, you make it hotter, now at least both sides of the meat have cooked one third k'macha ben d'rusoi. Then you be chayiv. So k'mash malon, the chiddush over here is, k'mash malon, to hold mitzad echot, k'maicha ben d'risoi, loy klumu, that's the chiddush. That as long as it's only on one side that's being roasted, k'maicha ben d'risoi, that's not called a bishol. Mash, if you would have roasted this thing completely, k'maicha ben d'risoi, on both sides, then you'd be chayiv, that's also called bishol on Shabbos. But here, since it was only done on one side, that's the chiddush, and that's not called a bishol. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rova, Rova says, that's even if on one side of the meat it was roasted the size of a gregris in one place, then you'd be chayiv. As always, the shiur by Shabbos, the shiur of food, is always the size of a gregris, a dried out fig. So if it would be roasted even on one side, then you'd be chayiv. In other words, if like Rashi says, it's liya gemura, if you would have roasted the meat to make it edible, then even though it's only on one side, as long as you have the size of a gregris, it'd be chayiv. That's what we say before, you need both stadim, that's only because it was k'maicha ben d'risoi. But if it be a tzliya gemuri, even on one side, if you roasted the size of a gregris worth of the meat, it'd be chayiv. So that's the diik, that Rav says, v'nitzlo b'ek gregris mitzadech v'mokamecha is chayiv. Om le'revin l'ravashi. So Ravina said, Dak Ravashi, but mokamecha din, mash money, because he roasted the whole gregris in one place. and one part of the meat together. But if you were to roast a little bit of meat here, a little bit of meat over there, together, it would be the size of the gregris, then you'd be potter. Mashma, the whole size has to be in one place of the meat. For the more of Vietnam, it went like this. Hakadeach, if you drill a hole in the wall on Shabbos, so kol shuchayiv, yichayiv mishrim binyan, even the kol shu, the smallest amount. So question is, what are we talking about over here? Leimim v'mokimechad, you only drill one hole. The kol kol shu, l'maychazi, what is it fit for? You can't do anything for it, with it. So what are you chayiv for? Where's the binyan here? Elo lav is the case talking about bishnayim mishleshim akaymos, that you made a hole in two or three places, one next to another. To chosn and tziruf, to the fact that pshat is these three holes together, you can start to make them into one big hole, and then you could put things inside it. So that would be called binyan. So who you see him start one or two or three places together? So most of the lead is not the pshat. Liyelim b'mokem echad, that made the hole kosher in one place. Ah, yes, the question, what is it fit for? The answer is the chozi, levov v'diaklido. It's fit like for a keyhole. So therefore, even this one hole is fit to be used. So if you have no proof to ask the question, to say that two or three places also be mitzaref. Now, he could hear me some say no. That Amar Rav Rabataka said, that afilu b'shnayim v'gimel mekaymes, that even though you roast this gregarious worth of meat, even though it's not all in one place, it's in two or three places on this big piece of meat, still you'd be chayiv. So, Malay Ravina Ravashi, let me bring you proof of this. We also learn like this. That it says, HaKadeyach Koshu Chayiv. If someone makes a hole, even the smallest amount, you chayiv. It's a question again, it's Echidon, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, B'makam Mechad, you make the hole in one place, L'vora Koshu L'may Chazi, what does it fit for? This small hole. El Allah is in the case talking about Bishnaim Ashleshim Kam, she made it in two or three places. And the answer is the Chos Letziruf. It's fit to, like Bim Tzarev, put a few holes together to use them. So here you see that you are Mitzarev, you could put together, combine them to two or three holes. So you also combine the Bishnah together. So here it's a Raya to Rava. So where's the letter? It's not the Pshat. We ever really are telling you about Malkin Echad, that he made the hole in one place. And the Torah says, what is it fit for? To chaz in the bava diaklida. It's fit for keyhole. We'll hold the keys. Turn around, but not like this. Ilu lemach, the pasuk would have just said, Ashatakrivu l'Hashem, v'isas ha-chomitz, that's something that you makri for korban like to Hashem, you should not make a chomitz. So that means the k'mitza of the mincha, that you plan to burn, that part should not be made out of chomitz. As Ha'yisiyem, I would have said, you know what part of the mincha you're over allowed? Only the kmitz itself. If the part of the kmitz you plan to burn, that part you can't make it to chametz. There's a lav. But mincha minayin, how do you know the rest of the mincha that you don't make the kmitz run? How do you know there's a lav not to make that chametz? Tam lev, the pasuk says, mincha, tells the word mincha, it says, ashatakrivu l'Hashem, Kol mincha, shatakrivu l'Hashem, asasa chametz. So I have to say the word mincha. Now, shar menachis minayin, how do we know other menachis also? Rashi says, because the high crow of this pasuk, the minchas macheshes tziv. So how do we know to say other menachis also? There's this law not to make it chametz. Talmud 11, the pasuk says, kol ha mincha shatakrivu l'Hashem, any mincha that you make it to Hashem, the pshat is, you're not going to make it chametz. So, according to the deek is also share of leipsula, that only if the mincha is kosher is the allowed not to make it chomistic. But if it's psula, then let's say the mincha has a psul yaitzi on it, or Rashi said the mincha is tomei, then they would not be allowed to make it chomitz. The kanomer from here we learn out that a mechamet is like share v'chayiv. If somebody makes a mincha that was kosher into chomitz, see chayiv, he has a psula pato. If you make a mincha that's possible anyway into chomitz, you would not be overlapped. You'd be potter from the lav. So the Gemara says, Boira Papa Papa asks a question like this. What's going to be chimtza? That first you made the mincha chometz, the yotzeitz, and then you took it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it became posel. Because of the chimtza, now you made a chometz a second time. At the first one, just needed it, and now you want to form it, or you want to bake it. What's the lachamal? kivon the yotzes, since this mincha, the dough, went outside the base of Middash, ifsala became possible. Ifsala the yotze. And therefore, we have before, v'chihod the mechametz lo, lo mechayiv lo. Then later, when you make it into chametz, you should be potter. Like we had before, yoni chayiv on a kshera, not on a psula. The mechayiv lo mishu mechametz acha mechametz. Because the mincha is possible already. I do maybe know, the svar should be, kivon the chimtza posel. Once you made it chomis this mincha, anywhere became posel. If so, yoytzil le mahanibay. That that you take the mincha outside the base of Mikdash now, it doesn't make a difference, because it was posel before the fact you made it to chomis. If so, the chihoda later when you go and make it chomis a second time, like after you need it, now you form it or you bake it, mechamis lo mechayiv lo, mishur mechamis, acha mechamis. Maybe here you would be chayiv. As only if the pshat is, the mincha became posel first, and then you made a chametz, and that you potter. Mashaken over here, where first you made it chametz, and for that you were chayiv. Says, so now the psul yoytze doesn't make enough gemino. So it's like the psul yoytze is not here, and that's the lach we have in the Mishnah before, that if you make the mincha chametz once, you make the lisha that way, you need it, and then you go and form it, or bake it, you chayiv a second time. So maybe here in this case, even though it has the psul yaitzi in between, but since the psul yaitzi does not matter, does not change it, does not give it any new dinim, maybe still you be chayiv for chometz acha chometz. Or maybe no, that's a take. It's a shadow in the Gemara. Now the Gemara declares, Boyi Rav Mori. Rav Mori has a shadow like this. What's going to be chimtza b'roshe shal mizbeach mahal? Let's say you made the mincha chometz on the top of the mizbeach. What's going to be the locha? The Bosa says, Asher takrivu omer rachmona, v'akrivu. Like maybe the love is that kol mincha, Asher takrivu l'Hashem, l'sach t'chomitz. So the love is not to bring closer towards the Mizbeach. In other words, if the mincha first became chomitz, now there's a love not to bring it closer towards the Mizbeach. But over here, that the mincha was brought to the Mizbeach, it wasn't chomitz yet. It first became chomitz on top of the Mizbeach, so maybe there's no love. Or do we maybe know? Mechusar Ak Torah ka Mechusar Maisa Domi. For the Maisa, you didn't burn it yet. So since you didn't burn it yet, it's still the cloud is posik of Kol Mincha Asher Akrivu Hashem is you should not make it into Chometz. So since you still have to make a Maisa Ak Torah, maybe the law will still apply. Like Rashi said, you still have to put it Litna Aleich. You still have to put it on top of the fire. So maybe it's still cold, like a Maisa has to be done to it. So maybe you would be over the love. Maybe you would get Malchus. There's a shalom in the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks, Vahashto denafkolei mikol ha-mincha. Now the Vodashto from the Pasuk kol ha-mincha. And not only the kemitza is over the love, not to make into chomitz, but even the rest of the mincha also, any part of the mincha you cannot make into chomitz. If so, Hashem takrivu l'Hashem lomli. So what does the Pasuk have to say? The takrivu, which is mashmona the kmitza. Mashmona the kmitza is allowed not to make it into chametz. So what do we need this pasuk for? Once it says mikol ha-mincha, any part of the mincha, so what do we need the pasuk to say, asher takrivu, which is mashmona the kmitza? So when it says miboyle, the chiddush is like this, we need it, likiratanya, like we learned. The pasuk says asher takrivu, that even the part of the mincha that you makriv, that part also should not be chametz, is l'rabois minchas nesachim l'chimutz. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Lili, that the chiddush is that a minchas nesachim also there's a lav not to make it into chametz, because the chiluk is before the other menachis. Maybe when the shirayim is nechot of the kahanim, then there's a lav not to make the mincha chametz. But over here, by minchas nesachim, when the whole thing is burnt, there's no part that's eaten by the kahanim. Maybe there's no lav. Maybe there's no lav of chametz. So the chiddush know even a mincha that the whole thing is burnt, still there's a lav not to make it into chametz. These are the words of Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rabbi Akiva Reiner, Le Rabbis Lechem Aponim Lechimutz. The Chiddush is that Lechem Aponim that's made on Shabbos also cannot be made from Chometz. And the Chiddush is that Lechem Aponim, even though there's no pot that's burnt on the Mizbeach, there's no Kmitza, still you're not allowed to make Lechem Aponim from Chometz. Ma'ashen Kein Minch, here. Now the more is the question, Minchas Nesachim, that the minchas nesachim l'chur may perisim is made from may peris, and so may perisim machmitzim. So what's the shalom making a chametz?